Title: Darkside Framework. 808 Tail Modulate in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building a proper Darkside Jungle kind of sub in Ableton Live 12, and the whole trick is this. The sub hit stays solid up front, but the tail moves like a shadow behind the break. So if you've ever had that problem where your bass either feels boring and flat, or you add modulation and suddenly it's inconsistent, weak, or just fighting the drums, this lesson is the fix. We'll do it with stock Ableton devices, beginner-friendly, and we'll end with a simple DJ tool-style loop that evolves over 8 to 16 bars. First, quick setup. Set your project tempo to 165 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and old-school DNB, and it makes the modulation rates land in a really musical way. Now, if you've got a breakbeat, drop it in. Amen, think, anything in that family. If you don't, no stress. Use a drum rack with a breakish kit and put in a shuffled hat pattern so you get that rolling feel. The bass we make needs something rhythmic to sit under. Create a new MIDI track and name it bass. Now we need an 808 source. You've got two easy routes. Option A is the clean, controllable route. Operator, load operator. Set it to algorithm A only, just one oscillator. Oscillator A should be a sine wave. Now set the amp envelope like an 808 tail. Attack at zero. Decay somewhere between 600 and 1200 milliseconds. Start at about 900. Sustain all the way down, so it's basically dropping out after the decay. Release around 100 milliseconds. That gets you a clean, fundamental heavy 808 style hit. It's perfect for learning, because you can hear what every device is doing. Option B is the authentic texture route. An 808 sample in simpler. Drag an 808 sample into simpler, classic mode. Turn warp off for consistent pitch. Turn snap on. Enable simpler's filter. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, around 200 Hz, with a little resonance, think 0.2 to 0.4. Just enough to shape it, not enough to whistle. Either option works. Operator is cleaner. Simpler can have that real sample vibe. Pick one and stick with it for now. Next, let's program a classic rolling jungle sub pattern. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Choose a DNB-friendly key like F or G. I'll use F as an example. Put a long note right on the downbeat at 1.1. That's your anchor. Then add a few shorter notes for movement. One around 1.3, another around 1.4.2, and one at 1.4.4. Keep them mostly the same pitch at first, like F1. Don't overcompose. The whole point is the motion will come from tail modulation, not from writing a crazy bass line. And quick coach note here, pick your root note on purpose. F1 is around 43.6 Hz, which is a very subsafe area for a lot of systems. G1 and E1 can also feel really strong. If you're not sure, drop spectrum on the bass later and make sure your biggest peak is where you think it is, roughly in the 40 to 60 Hz zone. Now let's build the dark side tail modulation chain. Here's the main order on the bass track: EQ8 for cleanup, saturator for harmonics, auto filter for movement, roar if you want extra dark drive, utility for mono and level, and a compressor for sidechain from the kick. Let's dial it in. Start with EQ8. Put a high pass filter at about 20 to 25 Hz. Gentle slope, like 12 dB per octave. This is not a tone move, this is a headroom move. You can't really hear that rumble, but it will mess up your limiter later. If the bass is muddy, make a small dip in the 180 to 300 Hz area. Think minus 2 to minus 4 dB, fairly wide. Don't carve it to death. Jungle bass wants weight. Now add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Start at 3.5. Turn soft clip on. Then match the output so when you bypass it, it's about the same loudness. Teacher tip. If the bass feels better only because it's louder, you're not actually judging tone. Level match every time. It's boring, but it's how you get good fast. Now the core. Auto filter for tail motion. Put auto filter after saturator. Set it to low pass 24. Start the cutoff around 160 Hz. Resonance around 0.4. Give or take. If there's a drive control in your setup, adjust a touch like 0 to 3. Keep it subtle. Now turn on the LFO and side auto filter. Pick a sine wave for smooth breathing, or triangle for a slightly more obvious motion. Set the rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4. I like 1/8 for that rolling jungle push. Set the amount small, like 10 to 20%. This is where beginners often go wrong. You're not trying to hear a big wobble. You're trying to feel the tail change its color and presence, while the note stays solid. Now let's talk about the key trick, making modulation happen mostly in the tail, not on the transient, because if the movement hits right at the front of the sound, your punch will feel inconsistent, like every hit is a different bass sample. That's not the vibe. Dark side is controlled menace. Here's the simplest, super effective stock method. Instead of one instrument, we're going to do two layers, a transient layer and a tail layer. Make an instrument rack. If you're using operator, duplicate operator inside the rack so you have two chains. If you're using simpler, duplicate simpler. Name them transient and tail. On the transient layer, shorten the amp envelope decay to about 150 to 250 milliseconds. This layer is there to give you consistent punch and a clean hit. On the tail layer, make the decay longer, around 900 to 1400 milliseconds. This is the one that gets the auto filter LFO and any distortion movement. Now route your effects with intention. Keep the transient layer relatively clean. Maybe EQ and a tiny bit of saturation, but not the heavy movement. Put the auto filter modulation and any extra grit mainly on the tail layer. Now when you hit one note, the first part stays stable, and then the motion blooms after. That's the moving shadow idea. Quick test you should do right now. Loop a single MIDI note, like F1, and listen to the first 80 to 120 milliseconds. Ask yourself, did that part stay stable? If it didn't, reduce the LFO amount, lower resonance, or move more processing onto the tail layer only. Now, optional but very on theme, roar. Put roar on the tail layer only. Start with tape or overdrive mode. Dry very small, like 5 to 15%. Make sure you're not blowing up the 80 to 120 Hz area. That's where warmth can turn into mud real fast. If you use modulation inside roar, do it subtly. A tiny modulation on drive at 1/8 can make the tail feel alive. If it sounds like a broken speaker, you went too far. No roar? Use overdrive instead. Set the frequency somewhere like 400 Hz to 1 kHz, drive around 10 to 25%, and adjust tone so it adds mid-harmonics rather than sub-mess. Now, mono management. Put utility near the end. The big rule, keep the sub-mono. Club systems, phones, mono compatibility, this matters. If you want width, do it on harmonics only. Meaning, if you later make a parallel harmonics layer, that layer can be wider, but the fundamental stays centered. For now, you can set width to 0% as a safety move, especially while learning. Then later, you can create a separate mid-harmonic chain and widen only that. Also use utility for gain staging. Aim for bass peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS on the track before you even think about mastering. Heavy bass feels bigger when it's controlled and not clipping your devices upstream. Now sidechain. Add a compressor after utility. Enable sidechain. Select your kick as the input. Set ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds, so the bass doesn't disappear completely. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Start at 120. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. And here's an old-school specific coach tip. Breaks have swing and ghost hits. Sometimes sidechaining directly from the break or a busy kick makes the bass pump in a weird way. If that happens, create a ghost kick MIDI track, a simple 4-on-the-floor trigger you don't hear, and sidechain from that. Your sub will breathe consistently even when the break is chaotic. Now let's add the DJ tools mindset so your loop evolves. Make an 8 or 16 bar section. Bars 1 to 4, basic bass and breaks. Keep it steady. Bars 5 to 8, increase tail modulation slightly. That could be auto filter LFO amount, or a tiny bump in cutoff, or a touch more drive on the tail layer. Bars 9 to 12, add a 1 bar pitch drop moment. Like transpose the MIDI down 2 semitones for 1 bar, then bring it back. That's a classic dark passing move. Bars 13 to 16, kill the tail layer for a bar, create space, then slam it back in. That contrast is pure jungle tension. In Ableton, do this with automation lanes. Automate auto filter cutoff, or the LFO amount, or the tail layer volume. Keep your moves small. Dark side is about restraint. A couple common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't crank filter resonance. Too much resonance makes the low end go boing, steals headroom, and can feel comical instead of ominous. Don't modulate pitch wildly unless it's a special moment. For old school darkness, micro drift is way more convincing than huge bends. If you want pitch movement, keep it tiny, like plus or minus a few cents, and only on the tail layer. Don't distort the sub range too hard. Distort mids more than subs. If your distortion device makes the bass bloat, put an EQ after it and gently rebalance. Maybe a small dip around 80 to 120, and check 200 to 300 for cloud. And don't trust headphone width. If the bass feels massive in headphones but collapses in mono, you've widened too low. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Make a 1-bar sub-pattern on F1. Duplicate into 2 layers. Transient decay around 200 milliseconds. Tail decay around 1100. On the tail layer, autofilter LP24, cutoff 160, resonance 0.4, LFO sign at 1/8, amount about 15%. Add saturator at 4 dB drive with soft clip. Sidechain to the kick for about 3 dB reduction. Then export or bounce a 16-bar loop and listen back. The question is, does it move without sounding like the volume is randomly changing? Can you feel that shadowy motion in the sustain, while the hit stays confident? If you want to take it one step further after this lesson, build a 3-state rack. Clean, dark, and nasty. Clean is almost no movement. Dark is gentle filter motion. Nasty is more drive, slightly higher cutoff, maybe a slightly faster modulation. Map a macro to blend between those states so you can perform your bass like a DJ, not just automate it. And last thing, if you tell me whether you're using operator or simpler, plus your root note, I can suggest exact starting macro mappings and a tight 16-bar pattern that fits classic jungle phrasing.